Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. A horrific weekend in NASCAR. Tony Stewart, the legendary driver, emotionally traumatized after hitting a sprint car driver who came on the track to confront him during a caution after an accident during a sprint car race in Rochester, New York. The video shows Stewart bumped a car of driver Kevin Ward into the wall on the dirt track. Cars came around under caution. Ward came out of his car, walked into the middle of the track to shake a fist at Stewart. A car in front of Stewart veered to the left, didn't hit the driver. Stewart veered to the right and clipped him with a right rear wheel, flipping him 50 feet into the air, killing him instantly. Rochester police say they will not charge Stewart with any crime because of the racing accident. Meanwhile, it was a somber weekend at Watkins Glen. Stewart did not run in the NASCAR race. A.J. Allmendinger won it. PGA Golf Championships. Is Rory McIlroy the next Tiger Woods? Sure seems that way. McIlroy wins his third tournament in a row, fourth Grand Slam event before the age of 25, used an eagle and birdie on the back nine to the catalyst to edge hard-charging Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler, Henrik Stenström for the win. He fought through heavy rains early in the day, a siege of birdies and eagles from the competitors, and then with darkness moving in, sank the final putt on the 18th. Unbelievable, two Grand Slam events in 1 month for Rory McIlroy. In basketball, historical day ahead for the NCAA and historical problems too. A judge has ruled against the NCAA. They cannot use the image, the likeness of players without compensating those players. The NCAA will appeal the ruling in the so-called Ed O'Bannon case. The judge has recommended the NCAA pay $5,000 per player whose images were used over the past 5 years and then negotiate a cap figure for all athletes going forward. This involves the sale of jerseys, pictures, helmets, memorabilia. Big question, though, how do you configure that dollar figure? Because Title IX federal law has to be part of the equation. The deal's coming within a week. Cleveland Cavaliers first-round draft pick Andrew Wiggins now says he no longer wants to be with the team, wants to be traded to Minnesota in a potential Kevin Love trade. In football, the NFL has ordered 21 at-risk players to meet with longtime player and vice president Troy Vincent to talk about they being repeated offenders in the drug, alcohol, and discipline programs. Included in the group that got letters, Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh and Redskins safety Brandon Merriweather. Look who's practicing with the number one unit with the Cleveland Browns, Johnny Manziel. With the first team today in practice, may have bypassed starter Brian Hoyer in the battle for the number one job. Manziel, a pretty electric first exhibition game for him. In Houston, a visibly upset first-year coach Bill O'Brien says the Texans played miserable football in a 32-0 shutout loss to Arizona over the weekend. Kansas City, trouble brewing at quarterback, an impasse in contract talks with agent Tom Condon, who reps quarterback Alex Smith. He may let Smith play out his option. The player takes on risk by playing without a multi-year contract, but if he gets at the end of the season healthy, he could have a big payday coming. And Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and this is weird for him, refusing to talk to the media for the better part of a week after the Chargers pounded the Cowboys in their preseason opener. In baseball, this is a surprise what San Diego Padre baseball has become. This is the team that was hitting 214 at the All-Star break. Padres' second-half drive to save the season continues. Get the Colorado Rockies tonight at home at Petco Park. It's only a three-game homestand. Padres beat the Pirates again yesterday, 8-2. Seth Smith, bases loaded triple. Tyson Ross wins his 11th game of the season. How about Ross? He was 2-11 a year ago with the Oakland Athletics. In his last 10 starts in San Diego, his ERA is 1.64. And how about the Padres? They've won 6 of 8, and they're 13-8 since the All-Star break. Is trouble brewing in Texas over the departure of A.J. Preller to become the Padres' new general manager? Ranger GM John Daniels says there will be strong restrictions placed on anybody San Diego wants to hire from the Texas front office. And Padres make a roster move late Sunday night. They're calling up minor league power hitter Reimer Liriano. Had a pretty good statistical season at AA and AAA. Elsewhere baseball, Dodgers beat Milwaukee 5-1. Clayton Kershaw goes to 14-2 with a 1.78 ERA. Dodgers now with a 4.5-game lead over the slumping Giants. Dodgers in Atlanta tonight. Braves have collapsed. They have lost 9 of their last 11. Dodgers make a deal to get a pitcher too, acquiring Kevin Correa from the Minnesota Twins, though the right-hander had a 5-13 record. Angels lost to the Red Sox 3-1 yesterday at home. Yoenis Cespedes, 3-run home run for the A's. Two very exhausted baseball teams. They played 19 innings of baseball on Saturday night. Halos get the day off. A couple of other baseball notes. Terrible injury situation. Angels have lost left-handed pitcher Tyler Skaggs for the year. Tommy John surgery. He becomes the 34th player to have elbow surgery this season. Dodgers DL Hanley Ramirez, their star shortstop, with an oblique injury, fourth different injury for him. Miami DL's pitcher Dan Jennings hit in the head with a fast line drive, severe concussion. And the Rockies have lost Carlos Gonzalez again, strained knee, third different injury he's had this season. Yankees DL catcher Brian McCann with a concussion. Detroit loses two pitchers in one day. Starter Anibal Sanchez could be gone 4 weeks with a bicep. Reliever Joakim Soria out with an oblique. And the Mets get a scare. Jacob deGrom, one of their bright young pitchers, leaves the team on a road trip, sent home, examination of shoulder soreness. And the Boston Globe is reporting the Cubs put in a waiver claim for the $100 million contract of Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels. Phillies tried to get him through waivers so they could possibly talk trade with a team in the American League. The Cubs have blocked that. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.